Thanks, Brad, and good morning. Law enforcement in Del Norte County are asking for the public's help in locating an armed robbery suspect who allegedly robbed a Subway store clerk of cash from the register, as well as stealing the clerk's car. The clerk said the suspect, described as an adult male, walked into the shop on Saturday, brandished a handgun, and then fled the scene with stolen money and the stolen car. Yurok Tribal Police officers later spotted the vehicle at the Salmon Festival in Klamath, and the suspect fled the scene, striking an officer with the vehicle while he did so. Officers fired at the car and hit the suspect, wounding him. The suspect then drove across the Klamath Bridge, abandoned the vehicle, and carjacked another, and continued to flee southbound on Highway 101. The second stolen vehicle was later found just north of Oryk, and a search of the area failed to turn up the suspect, who was described as about 20 to 27 years of age, 5'8", 140 pounds, with a dark complexion, a goatee, and who was wearing a bandana, checkered shorts, and tennis shoes. Anyone with information is asked to contact law enforcement. And law enforcement agencies, the Avoid the Seven campaign, comprised of seven local law enforcement teams and the CHP, began its Labor Day crackdown over the weekend, and it was a busy one. 16 drivers were arrested from Friday night through Sunday and booked into jail on suspicion of driving under the influence, an increase from last year when 11 drivers were arrested for DUI in the same time period. With plenty of festivals and other activities, along with a county fair filling summer calendars, the DUI patrol will run through Monday, September 2nd, Labor Day. The Corral Fire, burning east of Hoopa and north of Willow Creek, has grown to more than 4,400 acres and remains uncontained, as fire commanders focus on keeping it away from any residents or structures in the area. Forest users should expect closures in the fire area due to the unpredictable nature of the blaze burning in the area of the 1999 Megrim Fire. Smoke from the Corral Fire, as well as the Salmon Complex, continue to affect communities in the immediate area, as well as those on the coast. Air quality remains a concern, and thunderstorms forecasted for midweek and high winds from the north today could add to fire crew burdens. Bow hunting season opened over the weekend, and hunters are reminded to check with the Forest Service for closed areas before setting out. And visitors have been flocking to the county fair, and the fans of horse racing have packed the track. And on Saturday, local visitors got to see local jockey, 22-year-old Brittany Smith, win her first two races as a professional. Smith received her jockey license earlier this summer and rode Focus Now to a win in the third race on Saturday, and then capped off her day with a win astride Old Standard to win the final race of the day for trainer Quinn Howie, whose stable has 10 wins after 3 days of racing. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza Arcata, of course.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Time now for our community news. In this month's Our Community News, we have turned the focus to traffic safety along the north coast of California and the southern coast of Oregon. Traffic safety, particularly distracted driving along with driving under the influence, create unnecessary hazards on rural roadways and cost local communities, not only in the loss of lives, but in resources as well. Both the California Highway Patrol and the Oregon State Police have stepped up traffic safety enforcement. And as we head into the last weeks of summer and on to Labor Day, both organizations will increase their enforcement efforts. Beginning over the weekend, the Humboldt County Avoid the Seven Task Force campaign began with local law enforcement agencies teaming up with the Highway Patrol to remove impaired or dangerous drivers from local roadways. In the week from August 10th through August 16th, 24 drivers were arrested on suspicion of DUI, and since the beginning of the month, more than 35 drivers have been arrested on DUI charges, all a part of the focus on traffic safety in our communities. And that's the news on this Monday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.